The market's coming off a tough Monday, and now they're watching Washington as lawmakers try again for a stimulus deal. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi set today as the deadline for a deal before the election.
Yeah, right now, we're taking a look at what to expect from the markets. Day trader, friend of the program, Jay Ratliff, joins us live. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, good morning, and you both are right. It's all about stimulus and the market looking for something to happen because it loves a fresh inflow of cash that's coming in. And it seems like every time we turn the corner, the stimulus hopes are raised and then dashed. Hopefully this latest one will give the investors what they're looking for as we move forward through this day.
Yeah, if it really can get done even before the election, it sure doesn't look like it. You had House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Sunday saying 48 hours, 48 hours. Well, today would be 48 hours. Not likely going to happen.
It is, but you know, you can't save the day until all hope is lost. And I've seen in politics, and you have too, over the last several decades, you want it to seem like, you know, you're coming over the horizon on the white horse, white hat, you're there to save the day. And the thought is if everyone thinks that it's over, it gives you a great opportunity to try to surprise people in a good way. And that's one of the reasons that anytime I see delays or deadlines, I just roll my eyes, thinking this is the government and they can pretty well proceed as they would like. But the bottom line is that both sides are going to have to come to some sort of an agreement. You would think during the weeks before an election that there would be a little bit more urgency. But I think the other thing that's kind of dragging us is, you know, if we push this through, who's going to get credit? Who's going to be able to use it for political fodder? And, of course, those are concerns, meaning all the things that are, you know, for the benefit of the American people, unfortunately, but typically are on the back burner.
Jay, how much, if you want to say the waiting around that the markets do, and obviously Main Street as well, at what point do people, I guess, psychologically, if you want to say, move on and try to get their house in order otherwise? And obviously, does that impact the market as well, saying, you know what, they're going to do it whenever, but we can't worry about it in the current instance?
You know, Marty, that's a good point, and they do, because one of the things that investors adopt the position of is long-term strategic investing. And they recognize that elections come and go. They recognize that the government, quote, running out of money and then needing a new budget, to, you know, comes and goes. And you have these types of situations, even though the pandemic obviously is something that we've not faced before with its impact on the market. So a lot of the things that we're seeing right now, especially as we approach the election, is that there are certain people that are adjusting their portfolios. One of the things that we saw 6 weeks, 7 weeks ago was a great deal of money that was pouring into the green types of stocks, solar energy and others. But we've seen over the last 2.5 weeks that trend completely reverse. So last month we were thinking the people pouring money into these stocks were pretty confident that Biden was going to be able to win the election. Last couple of weeks we've seen that trend reverse, meaning that people are less inclined to believe that Biden is going to win. So we're seeing some of those temporary adjustments to portfolios. But from a long-term perspective, I mean, for most investors, it's business as usual and it'll continue to be.
A piece of good news Sunday, we had something like 1 million people flying again, but the airlines are still just hemorrhaging. Any chance of them getting another bailout?
You know, I thought they would have something by now, April, especially given the fact that we are within an election month. It's possible, but I mean, at this point in time, the longer we go through this month, it looks as though they may be left on their own to basically have demand dictate the demand for travel at this point as far as how the airlines are going to staff and adjust their flight schedules. You're right, we just passed 1 million passengers screened by the TSA on Sunday. You have to go back to February and March before we had that before the pandemic. But on that same day last year, we had 2.6 million people fly. So it's real indicative of just how far we have to go to get back to anything close to normal.
Jay, as we wrap up with you, and you have mentioned this before, but how concerned, even though in the immediacy we need to get money in people's hands and in businesses, but how much are the markets looking at? How much do you look at the concern about, as you brought up before, the national debt? At what point do we say we're past beyond the point of return when it comes to dealing with us being in a hole financially as a country?
Marty, we're so focused on the short-term problems that for whatever the reason, there's very little, if any, concern over the long-term ramifications of things that we're doing. It's like a company, a family, a state, a government that is so busy getting in deeper debt because it solves the temporary problem without any real regard about what's coming around the corner. I'm a big fan of President Trump, but I'm really disappointed that we've not seen more, as far as attention to reducing that national debt. And when they talk about printing money, and look, candidate Biden says that if he's elected, this stimulus type thing is going to continue and increase. And of course, that concerns me even more because you know what's going to happen. The national debt is just going to continue to rise.
That's Jay Ratliff, his website, daytradefun.com. Thanks, Jay.
April, thank you.